You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This story popped up yesterday, and Jeremy, off here, we're having quite a discussion about it because it has to do with some rule for parties. Because a lot of people are confused. If let's say you get an invitation to go to somebody's house for a party, and it says, hey, we're going to start at about 7 o'clock, so roll on by.
Okay.
Do you do that thing in your mind where you're like, well, should we be there like right at 7? I don't really want to be the very first person there. How about 7:15? I've got a friend of mine who's consistently an hour or more late for each party you start.
That's rude.
Somebody that I, well, somebody you remember that I used to date. In fact, I believe I took her to your wedding. Was always insisted on being like the last person to show up at a party. So she refused to even like get ready for it until the party was starting, you know, so
right. We'd
come rolling in like an hour and 15 minutes later or something like that.
Ta-da, we're here.
And I wasn't crazy about that.
Yeah, but that's not good.
So the question is, like, what is the exact right time after a, quote, party begins? And I put that in quotes because who knows when a party actually begins? It doesn't even begin when the first person shows up.
You get a time. This is when the event starts. Well, that's when the party begins.
Okay.
Hey, come over at 5. Okay, that's when it begins.
Well, first of all, I would never start a party at 5. But if you, let's say it's 6, the first person who walks in the door at 6:01, so it's you and this person.
It would be me, actually. Yes, it would be me.
It's not really a party. It's just like a friend of yours who's there.
You show up to the event, whatever it is.
You need a number of people before it's actually a party. You can't just have one person and it's a party.
Well, of course. Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to show up to start it off. So I will be the first one there. On the dot, if it's starting at 5 or 6 or whatever, I'm there right as the clock strikes 6.
I don't even like that as the host.
I like it because the sooner you get there, the sooner you make an appearance, the sooner you can leave.
Yeah, there is that. I can't knock
you for that. The sooner you can get out of there if it's a bad get-together. That's my thing.
We used to have a traffic person named Liz who worked on the show, and we used to have so much fun with her. She was hilarious. But she did have a habit. Because I used to every year throw a Halloween party. Mm-hmm. You know, that was my thing. I had a Halloween party at my house. You went to one or two of those, I think. Here's the thing. Liz was that person. If that party started at 6, my doorbell would ring at 5:15.
That's weird. That's
and
super
it was
weird.
Liz. And she's like, I'm here early. Do you need help with anything?
Do
and
you
I was like,
need
well,
help?
Yeah, I'm still getting dressed.
Yeah,
I just
got
out of the shower, you know, just.
That's on the opposite end of things. That's really weird.
She would be 30 to 45 minutes early for a party and then just kind of hang around your house until other people show. So if you ever came to my party and you were like, you thought you were the first one, no, Liz beat you there.
Yeah. I've got family members like that. We've got one person that we would tell, you know, 15 minutes before the get-together, and then one that we would tell 15 minutes after the get-together of the actual time, you know, because inevitably one would be super early and one would be super late. But I think the whole thing kind of boils down to whether there is food being served or not on, you know, if you should be on time, because, you know, we throw a lot of get-togethers. I have a get-together tonight at 5, actually. I've got one on Saturday at 1 o'clock, and then we're having people over to our house on Saturday night at around 6 o'clock. So I've got 3 get-togethers with set times, and I believe all 3 food is involved. So, like, say
Why
Mother's
so many
Day.
Parties?
We know a lot of people, man. We got a lot of friends.
Why so many parties? You're throwing 3 parties in one weekend?
No, we're going to 2. One, and then the one Saturday night is at our house. So
okay. I see.
We got a lot going on this week.
That's too many parties, man.
Why?
I'd go out of my mind.
No, I like talking and being with friends and family.
The introvert
I thrive
in me can't
on all
handle
that stuff.
That.
I love it. But, you know, if food's involved, if you're saying, like, let's say Mother's Day. Okay, Mother's Day, the Mother's Day party starts at 1. You can't show up 40 minutes late to that. Because
Why?
There's food.
Well, the
you've
got to
plan
out,
a meal.
You're
cooking a ham or whatever's in the oven.
Yeah, but
I mean,
if
we were doing cinnamon rolls for Mother's
if
Day.
If the party starts at 1, Food should not be ready until 2. You've got to let people come by and mingle. You don't walk in the door and immediately put a napkin in
your...
We
usually give that 30-minute, like, well, everyone will get here by 1. We'll talk, da-da-da-da. We'll eat by 1:30. But if you're showing up 40, 50 minutes late... Your cinnamon rolls are going to be rock hard. I'm sorry. I'm not waiting for you. Your ham is going to be dry.
I couldn't do that. If I'm serving food, it's going to be almost an hour after, because everyone wants to have a beer or a glass of wine or a cocktail, and everyone stands around and BS's, because that's what you do.
We get down to business.
I don't want my guests to come in and immediately be shuffled to a dining room table.
We get down to business, man. We eat.
Yeah, you and I throw parties differently. But there is this rule that's out. They call it the 38-minute rule. And this guy, I guess it's unimportant that he's a political reporter in Washington, D.C., but he's the guy who came up with it. He says the perfect sweet spot is to show up 38 minutes late to a party, because that is the perfect time. You won't be the first one there, but you also won't be awkwardly late like the people I was talking about who show up an hour, hour and a half later. He says 38 minutes.
Let's just round up to 40. It's 40 minutes late. Okay, so you're 40 minutes late, and then, like you, do you still expect to stand around for another 30 minutes with a beer and mingle?
No, but like told you that I'm not going to be serving food if it's... First of all, I don't want to do that many parties that are sit down. That's really uncomfortable. But if there's food, I'm going to have it out the whole time, so it doesn't matter when you come by. If there is an actual sit-down meal, then I'm going to make that an hour after people are supposed to arrive. So even if you're there 38 minutes late, which to
you're
me is not
the
late,
window.
You got 20 minutes to sit there and have your cocktail, your glass of wine, and shoot the breeze. You don't like that idea?
I do like structure. I want everybody there.
This also does not surprise me at all that your parties are... You probably have a spreadsheet. All right, 5:55, we turn on the porch light.
Oh, you don't even know what goes into get-togethers at our house.
Wait a minute.
There is no joke.
5:47, I'm going to start the music on shuffle, and I have to have just the right playlist.
You are not far off. Especially, Nicole will have a list of everything that needs to be set out and done the night before.
Oh, my God.
We have special little holders for, like, forks and not these special pottery things that hold the knives, the forks, and the spoons, special napkins.
Could not be more different.
We pull out special platters and everything. It's like an event.
So it's probably a spreadsheet on your phone, right? And then by 6:05, all the food should be on the table and all the guests have arrived exactly.
Everyone take your places.
6:05, and you shuffle them right into the dining room and have you have like little
name place things. Yes, they're the cutest things. They're little pieces of wood with a slit in them, and the little place card holder name goes right in the little piece of wood. Mm-hmm. There's like a little piece of twine on it, you know, and oh, it's an event, buddy.
Some guy says that you should be 38 minutes late to a party. That is the sweet spot. Jeremy's losing his mind over that.
It's too late.
And Jeremy schedules and plans everything, whereas I just throw it out there.
I've got my playlist ready. I've got my drinks lined up and the specific glasses that go with each cocktail.
And people are...
I could have been a party planner, man. I could have been.
What did we get on Facebook?
Marley says, I am also that person who shows up right on time. I think what is the most important, no matter what time people show up at your party, hang a sign that says, please leave by 9.
Put a sign up.
And she included a little picture. It's kind of like those happy birthday signs that you drape around, that you know, across the window, and it says, please leave by 9.
That's great.
Thank you. That's funny.
Lana says, my husband is exactly like Jeremy, where everything with our parties must be scheduled and put into a spreadsheet. She goes, I'm like Dom, and I do everything I can to get my husband to lighten up. In all caps, she wrote, it's a party. And then she says, somehow we still make it fun.
I mean, I'm not sitting there like... Mur, 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 the
she
whole
says,
time.
Somehow we make it work, but I can see my husband anxious the whole time. That's how I envision
We throw some banger get-togethers, even though I'm a little stuffy. You know, 2-3 hours into it, you know, everything goes out the window.
Well, and now that you mentioned that, Kirsten says, I'm laughing at how you guys do your parties differently. I'm probably more like Dom with no real structure or timetable. I found that schedules go out the window after the first 5 minutes and it just becomes a free for all. Just go with it. That's Kirsten. And then Mariah says, I agree with Jeremy that 38 minutes is too late. He goes, my rule is 11 minutes after the start. That way you're not in the first 10 minutes, but you're not too late for it to be rude.
Okay.
So Mariah says it's 11 minutes.
Circle the block until it's 11 minutes and then you can pull up.
Well, I think, you know, I have seen people pull up outside my house before and just sit in the car.
Just wait. Waiting
for the appropriate time. They might be like you where they would show up right at 6 o'clock.
That's right.
And they're like, I can't go walk. I can't pull a Jeremy and walk in right as it starts.
Hey, we're here.